And up next on the stream of free radio at freakradio.org or on your friendly archive section of Huff, the website at Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, the Bathrobes Piers broadside section, it is the August 5th, 2021 flashback fondue of, Thursday, today, where we're going to be running by you the October 20th, 1995, never before played since 1995, as far as I know, and we'll give you a wonderful opportunity to swim in the waters of yesteryear, or to avoid those waters if you want to wait until Sunday when I will hopefully have a more current show. It's been laborsome for me because I have to do, given the schedule that I myself have set up, or that we have set up here for organizational meetings, Huff meets every Thursday at the Benchlands at 11 to 1, the same time, day-wise, as the this show has to be made. So I'm kind of limited. Or let's put it this way, I have to put in a lot more work to get it done, and I won't do it. Or let's put it this way, I'm not doing it today anyway. So let's roll into the flashback. But before we do, here's our current theme song, which you may be familiar with.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
And the songs of social significance you're likely to be hearing in this flashback are from Uncle Banzai. And they were, they're novelty songs, I would say, more than politically powerful songs. But they have their dimension. And they were some of my favorites way back then, nearly 25 years ago. Actually, more than 25 years ago. So I hope you enjoy them. There's also a number of cuts from the Jolly Roger comedy troupe, which in the golden days of micropower radio, which began when Stephen Dunifer began making microtransmitters and broadcasting from Free Radio Berkeley and started a whole movement, or I should say maybe popularized a movement that was already there and made it accessible with these cheap transmitters. A group called the Jolly Roger Comedy Troupe formed in Berkeley, and they began some great satirical radio, which reminds me of the old Stan Freberg days, for any of you real old-timers who may have heard Stan Freberg's radio shows. In any case, my co-host on this 1995 October 20th broadcast, and we were broadcasting then from a studio, actually in the basement of Maple and Cedar Streets. Yeah, that's it, right across from the Bagelry, if you know where that is. At that time, there was a combination attorney's office, Sub Rosa, but actually well-known cannabis club, and the radio station in the basement, all in this big multi-storied house, which had a big front yard, which has now been, of course, the block is crammed with smaller houses along Maple Street. Co-hosting the show with me is Charles Gray. I don't know where he is now, but he came down from Eugene in Oregon, where he was working as a homeless advocate with different attempts to decriminalize sleeping up there, kind of from within. In the past, he'd been an outsider critic of Santa Cruz oppression, which was pretty fierce and continues to this day around homeless people. Lighthouse Linda LeMaster called in, and we had some considerable dialogue along with Nutcracker Nick Whitehead, who is, at the time, well, some years before, he worked with me on the group called SPAN, Stop Police Abuse Now, and now he's working on going to various homeless encampments, finding out what's happening there as the COVID situation goes through an uncertain twilight or new dawn or gloomy storm or whatever it is. We talk about loitering with intent to sell drugs. Skidmark Bob, who was his own cop watcher of a very regular sort and also a broadcaster on free radio, comes on the air, as does, as I mentioned before, we have periodic breaks where the Jolly Roger Comedy Troupe spins in. Becky Johnson, who I call Beggar Backer Becky, she's no longer in Santa Cruz, but in those days she was on the Citizens Committee for the Homeless, which for my mind was a group of pretentious poverty pimps in some ways and others, well-intentioned individuals who were a long jump too conservative and really hostile to real homeless interests, didn't hold open meetings and so forth. For my money, Paul Lee was associated with that. I still have some of the scars of that Paul Lee interaction. He's written a book denouncing me called, in which I'm denounced. It's not about me much, but I do get a couple of brickbats in it called The Quality of Mercy. There we have street interviews about the farmer's market banning bead jewelry people, a dad standing up to harassment for his letting his doo-doo dumping daughter take a dump where she needs to and she couldn't do it elsewhere. That was Crow, who people may know is an activist who are familiar with the local homeless activist scene of a decade or two ago. A guy called Chris Brazda, or Crossroads Chris as I called him, a guy who I guess I would say regarded himself as a real critic of mine from the left, and he was always attacking me for being too much of a sellout to established institutions. He eventually died by suicide, but he was very outspoken and constantly fighting the psychiatric system. And speaking of which, the Jolly Roger Comedy Troupe weighs in with its satirical psychopathology of the corporate criminal. And we have sexual life among 20-year-olds on the mall, which isn't really a satire, it's simply a sort of a straightforward inquiry. And the final Jolly Roger Comedy Troupe number is a salesman for influence peddling for then-President Bill Clinton. So that's it. Phone numbers have all changed except for the Huff line, which is still what it was then. That's the line if you want to pass on any information about what's going on outside in terms of homeless people. 831-423-4833, 423-HUFF. It's also a line if you want to make some criticism, commentary, or inquiries about free radio. 423-4833. And with that, here's the flashback fondue from October 20th, 1995.